Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. And connected via the web, we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, which is made up of Barry the Bugger, Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy, Pete from Scuba Board. Now, also, Casey the Tobacco Nut joins us.
I couldn't let down my following.
Yes. Following of the...
Of one.
There's one person. Who would that be? Exactly.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Somewhere out there, somebody must know who I am.
Okay, of course. Well, I do. Casey the Tobacco Nut. I'm his biggest fan.
There you go. There's one.
Right. And then, last but not least, we have the Diver of the Week. Yes.
Who could that be?
Mr. Eric Douglas.
Please. All right.
Yeah, we don't have time for a drum roll. But CJ had a little gas.
Broccoli.
Okay. So that's all you get, Eric. Sorry. But no, congratulations. Yes, Eric Douglas is the Shearwater Diver of the Week. Brought to you by Shearwater, the Paragon, the dive computer. Embark on your adventure, just like Eric has done. And he released his video this week, was put out on YouTube on the Shearwater research page. And it's impressive. It was actually, you filmed this, you know, in front of the lake where you actually learned to dive. Is that right, Eric?
I did. Actually, it was between dives. My buddy and I ran up to the lake a few weeks ago and made a couple dives. And I told him, all right, between, you know, this is our surface interval. I'm going to put you to work. And we filmed a quick video of me talking about the lake and where I got started.
Yeah. And when you came up out of the water, that first dive, was it like, what was it like?
You mean my first dive in a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Your first dive ever.
Oh, that was actually a really cool experience. You know, we've all had that first time in the water experience.
Right.
When you're,
you never forget the first time. Never.
Yeah, you don't. You're thinking, man, I was just weightless. I was breathing underwater. This is the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, this is a freshwater lake, so you know I didn't see the abundance of wildlife that we have seen in the Caribbean or Florida or all those other places.
Right.
It was a fantastic experience, and 30 years later, I'm still doing it and talking about it.
Gotta love it. Yeah, and the video really captures you know, that excitement. The question that they ask, everybody's done a video, and I've been in part of this program or campaign as well, is what inspired you to learn how to scuba dive? And so for you, Eric, it was the lake. Well, you guys pay attention. This is this is very unfortunate for those watching on Facebook Live. Because we are getting distractions from the Gomez Hilton while Eric is actually trying to have
I don't think anybody wants to
actually just shut up, Eric. I'm going to watch the video. No, I'm kidding.
Was there
no
talking?
Way I can compete with that?
You can only get this on Facebook Live, and we apologize in advance.
While it's not speaking, any video won't show up.
Okay, well that's whatever. Getting back on track here, Eric. So what inspired you to dive was, again?
You know, what inspired me to dive, seriously, is I had just graduated in 1989, the end of 1989, and just graduated with a degree in journalism.
Yeah.
And my dream job, still to this day, for that matter, is to work for National Geographic or to write for National Geographic. Right. And, you know, I started looking at my resume and going, what would make me, this new kid with a brand new degree in journalism, appealing to National Geographic? So I thought, you know, there were two choices, both of which you've accomplished, Greg. I thought I could learn to fly.
Naked photos.
Or I could learn to fly, or I could learn to scuba dive. I checked the prices on both of those.
Uh-huh.
Scuba diving was much cheaper. So I learned to dive, and led me off on a heck of a career of traveling around the world and doing all kinds of stuff.
Excellent. Well, congratulations, Eric, first off.
Thank you. No, I was honored.
Yeah. I mean, it's a cool campaign they got going with Shearwater Research. They're just asking, you know, people in the industry or, you know, famous divers like Eric, you know, what inspired you to dive and where has it led you? You know, it obviously led Eric to all these books that he's written that, you know, a lot of I started writing like technical diving manuals, Divers Alert Network years ago. And well, you were always writing, and now you went back to your love, which is like writing these fictional series absolutely. Of stories that always have a dive element to them. And,
you know, the cool thing about all the work I've done with Patty, with Dan, with other places, and even hanging out with you, is some of the places I've got to go that then become location research for my book. So, right. Yeah, every one of those books, every one of those places, cool places I've got to visit and dive in ends up showing up in my stories.
Right. They inspire you for your next story or become the backdrop absolutely. For it. You know, and you're always looking for inspiration. Like right now, while we're trying to have an informed conversation with Eric Douglas, Diver of the Week, you know, the Gomez Hilton is showcasing the women folk that have a tendency to stop by and.
Well, you know, she is a distraction, Greg.
Well, okay.
Well, I mean, look at her.
She's a very pretty
girl.
She's
very beautiful.
Yeah.
But she's wearing a shark.
Will you marry me? She's got a shark shirt on. Me.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry, Eric. You're just
you're in competition. Said, there's no way I can compete with that.
Right. So, you know, it is what it is, as they say, right?
And on this show, yeah.
Speaking of diving into like titty-caca.
Well, excuse me. Yeah, yeah, but it wasn't that.
No motorboating there.
What was that? What was that lake you were diving in, Eric? Again,
the Summersville Lake.
Summersville Lake. Okay.
Yep.
Right.
A great lake to dive in. Greg.
But you know, Eric's written all these great novels, which are awesome reading material when you can't dive, because he really paints an excellent picture for what it's like, you know, at these different places that he's been around the world diving and kind of works those into the storyline. So they're excellent. Booksbyeric.com. is the website you can go to and find out all the series featuring like Mike Scott. CJ is one of the guys who does some of the audiobooks of these stories that Eric has written as well. And you have one that's about to come out soon.
It should be literally any day.
I check it every day to see if they've approved it, and I don't need to. They're going to send me an email when they do. But yeah, right. I check it every day to see if they've approved it. But yeah, we're going back to the very first of my novels, Cayman Cowboy, set in Grand Cayman, is the one CJ just finished voicing, and we're just waiting breathlessly for Audible to approve it.
There you go. So we got a new audiobook with CJ. Of one of Eric's books coming out soon. So just go to booksbyeric.com. That'd be the best way to get the notice when it officially goes absolutely. Live. But, of course, it could happen any day. So
and congratulations.
Yeah, it's good thank stuff.
You, Mr. I mean, West Virginia himself.
That's right. Like I said, when you can't get under the water, might as well read about it or let Eric take you down under with one of these great stories that he's written. So it's
hey, very when are stuff. We going to see some I Read Eric's Books t-shirts?
Oh, you know, that's I've thought about t-shirts, but I've never thought about that tagline, Casey. I'll have to remember that one.
I read Eric's book, a t-shirt
like that? We could call him Eric the Red.
We need some Eric swag.
All right.
Let's get a book, Steve.
All right, maybe.
I like that.
You could do that. That is an idea. If we get a model like we have at the Gomez Hilton today to model that T-shirt, I think they'll sell out in a record time. Run her out.
In moments.
Maybe.
Gary and I will model it for you.
Okay.
And then I'll have stock for years.
That's right.
That is true.
You probably owned something there.
No, do this. Like, hey, if you don't buy one, I'm going to take it off and just put a Casey, Barry, and Jerry up there together.
Distortion.
Like, yeah. It's like...
The three of us could do a calendar for Eric.
Oh, no.
Yeah. for that.
Well, somebody's been drinking. So it is Scuba Radio Happy Hour, so I guess it's just what we do. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, Larry. Florida spiny lobster season is open and the divers are coming for us.
Fear not, my quaking crustacean. We're way too fast for those bubble-blowing morons.
But they have the equalizer.
The equalizer?
The equalizer is a lightweight lobster snare with a one-handed band-powered trigger that grabs lobsters fast. Get your equalizer now at Florida dive retailers and at lobstersnare.net.
Larry, duck in. I can see your antenna.
Yikes.
The equalizer lobster snare at lobstersnare.net.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater, dive computers for demanding divers.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Building 12. What's in there, Schultz?
Herr Kommandant, powdered milk, eggs, and cases of beer.
That's not important.
Beer is not important?
Somewhere.
I could store it in my barracks.
I don't care what you do with it. Just get Building 12 ready for these officers.
Yeah, more, Herr Kommandant. At once.
Beer is not important?
Where is the show?
Who are you?
We call Scuba Radio.
What's going on, and I want to know right now.
So get below.
What do you want from me?
Now it's Scuba Radio.
I would like to talk to somebody.
We rock on Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That was CJ's tribute to our diving friends in Germany. Oh, you don't want to take credit for it, CJ?
Nah.
Oh, come on.
Cat's out of the bag.
Oh, yeah, that was CJ. He lost his voice for at least a week after doing that. But
a couple hours.
You know, about a year ago, we had the boot show in Germany, and I went out there for the first time ever. Really amazing show. Met a lot of folks from that part of the world, including Germany. And the boot show... it happens end of January in 2021.
We need to go, Greg.
Well, they just announced that it is definitely going to happen. So they already had a a trade show in that facility, I guess, and they figured out a way to do it with all this COVID craziness. And so they have said, we are definitely going to do an in-person, regular, you know, dive show. The boot show is made up. There's like 8 arenas all condensed together at this complex they have in Dusseldorf, Germany. And one of the arenas is all scuba diving, or pretty much most of it, one of the halls.
Speaking of scuba diving, Greg.
So maybe we'll go. It should be the first big diving event, potentially, after Corona. Yeah, that'll be in person. Yeah, Jerry, what say you?
We need to go to Walt's house here. Miss Brazil.
Miss Brazil?
Miss Brazil.
Yes, Miss Brazil has just got recently certified in hard hat diving.
Really?
And she's going to talk to us about it.
She is? Well,
yes.
No,
she's waving you off.
She's waving you off like a bad airplane.
She is totally
bad English.
Abort.
She is perfect English.
Abort.
Yeah, she knows better.
Whoa.
But yeah. We'll see. What the hell was that?
She's out of air.
Oh, I guess.
She's making the out of air thing.
Right. I haven't hardly seen Walt at all. Well, not that there. We need to.
He popped in during the commercial break, and now he's gone again.
Look, he's back.
Okay.
Walt's alive.
Well,
there he is.
We'll talk to Walt when he's ready. Oh, wait, no. Walt is looking for his headphones.
He's gone.
Okay. We will get him. We also got to talk about this Australian diver that was left at sea after a day of diving, by the way, and spent like, I don't know, what was it, 70 hours or something in the water?
I assume he didn't tip the dive master.
Yeah, maybe. We'll talk about that.
He gave him
a
tip. All right.
You think? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Camel DeMartini might have connected, I think. Walt, are you there? Talk to me.
Yeah. Okay. No, she is a certified hard hat diver. And
wow.
She wanted you to do a show with her instructor out of Pensacola, Florida. I guess he works up there at the military base.
Okay. All
and
right.
So she's certified. Plus, she's an instructor also. Patty Nowy, SSI. Patty instructor.
Okay. But why is she at the Gomez Hilton?
Just because it's the place to be.
Well, of course.
Since she's a hard hat diver, she could fix his dock.
Is that what I mean? Do you got her under contract there at the Gomez Hilton there, Walt, or is she just there for
Dr. Love bought her over here originally.
Okay. And Dr. Love would be
Stuart Cove.
Right. I just wanted him to say that, so I wasn't outing him in any way. But yeah.
Bummer.
Stuart Cove.
But anyway, she'll talk to you about hard hat diving if you want her to.
Okay. Well, why does she keep waving it off? Like, no. And she's giving us like, you're possessed by the devil.
She's afraid of Jerry.
Well,
she's
understood.
Afraid of Happy
Who isn't?
Jerry.
Just mute Jerry and he'll be fine.
Okay. But she's from Brazil. She's a hard hat diver, which seems kind of an interesting combo or something you don't hear every day. So what is your name?
My name is Michelle.
Michelle, welcome to Scuba Radio.
Thank you.
And thank you for providing some visual stimulation amongst the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad and distraction at the same time. And I mean that as a compliment, okay?
Okay.
All right. You'll take it for what it's worth, which isn't much, which I don't blame you. But but Michelle, you're originally from Brazil.
Yes.
But you are seriously a hard hat diver, a commercial hard hat diver.
No, I'm not a commercial dive, but... In March, I have the chance to do this experience.
Ah, I see. And you did a hard hat diving experience up in Pensacola.
Yes, the Mark V. Oh, okay.
You did the old school. You did some classic scuba diving.
Exactly.
So what led to that? Why did you decide to take on that adventure?
It was crazy. Someone invited me to go there to take some pictures because I am a underwater professional photographer.
Ah, I was going to say model. You're not a model?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm not model anymore. I'm old for that.
I don't know about that. But regardless, okay, so but you did the hard hat thing.
Notice she said anymore, right?
Right. Well, I can understand that. But you had the opportunity to do that. What did Dr. Love have something to do with that as well, or you just did that on your own?
So as I was saying, someone contracted me to be the underwater photographer, and right. then I went there in the first day of the course, and Greg, which was the responsible for the course, he was like the instructor. Yeah. He said, "Oh, let's put Michelle to try the wetsuit." And you know, if a man tell me like, "Oh, let's see Michelle trying," I would say, "I will do, bitch. I will do that shit," and then I did it.
All right.
I can't say that.
No,
I'm sorry.
Can't say that. You know, she's hanging with Dr. Love, which I would expect such stuff, but that's okay.
Give
I mean, it's all
on the ships, is what she said.
Yes, yes. So, but that's okay. So,
yeah, so someone challenged me to give the 12 steps, and I did it for fun. And then in the end of the day, the Greg, like the instructor, come to me. And then
sounds like a genius to me, yeah.
Yeah, and then in the end of the day, he said, "Michelle, I believe tomorrow you should try underwater." And I was like, "Nah, I'm here for take pictures. I'm not here for the course." And then he said, "But you are following. You did the 12 steps. You was very good. So
wait,
you should
12
do
steps.
It."
What kind of 12 steps are we talking about? Like
during the course we do that like you know the movie that the guy do the 12 steps, the black guy do the 12 steps with to pass to the Navy.
The Navy SEAL guy.
Oh yeah, that was
Medal of Honor with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Is that Richard Gere?
No, it's Cuba Gooding Jr. I Medal of Honor. I'm familiar with what she's talking about now. Okay, let's continue this on the other side. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me, and we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web, made up of Barry the Bugger, Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Eric Douglas, Diver of the Week, even Vinny Two Tanks is with us connected via the web from the left coast today. But right now, we have a special guest who is hanging out at the Gomez Hilton with Captain Waldy Martini. Her name is Michelle. She's originally from Brazil, underwater photographer and former model. She says she could probably be a current model, too, I believe. But she just did a dive with a Mark V off the coast of Pensacola. So, you know, I got to tell you, Michelle, I've never been able to do that. I've never pulled that off. But you obviously were certified as a diver before you did this, correct?
Yeah. I'm diving instructor, by the way.
Oh, you're a dive instructor. Well, there you go. Yeah. So,
have you not been paying attention?
Well, regardless, I want to know. What is it like when you dive? Will you quit? I'm talking to Michelle. Okay.
She's a fighter pilot.
Hey, what are you guys talking? All right. So, Michelle, no. What is it like, though? If you're a dive instructor, you've dove open circuit scuba, obviously. When you dive one of these helmets, it's a pretty crazy difference comparing the experience.
Yes, I 100% agree with you. It's really different. Yeah. And by the way, I never dived before with a dry suit.
Oh, it's so a dry suit diving too, huh?
I never dived that in a dry suit before.
Yeah.
So during the course, I have to learn about dry suit and how to, you know, fix myself on the water with all that heavy.
Right.
Because, like, for me, I'm very short. I'm 5'1".
You're right there at Barry height. Got it.
I'm super short. Yeah. So that my wetsuit in my first dive, for example, like, is a dry suit. So we have, like, the
little rubber things at your wrist. And
for me, it was completely loose.
They're too loose because she's such a small little frail thing. Right. Okay. Well, hold on.
Frail.
Well, I'm just saying small. Okay. Hold on. We'll talk more.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got Michelle on the line. She has been staying at the Gomez Hilton with Captain Walt DeMartini. And she just did her first dive in a Mark V helmet, which is, you know, is one of those old style scuba things. That's usually the monster that you see, the scuba monster from Scooby-Doo. That'd be a Mark V, just to paint the picture for us, for our non-diving friends and people like CJ looking confused at me at the moment. Get it now?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much for clearing that up.
Greg?
Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, there you go.
She's also worked for Stewart for the past 3 years as an instructor.
Oh,
in okay. NASA.
Well, she's got the street cred. No doubt about it. But it was a different type of experience when you did this Mark V helmet dive. So you had never done a dry suit dive, so you had to learn the buoyancy issues associated with doing that, plus the fact that you're in this, you know, copper helmet-looking thing that's, what, 50 pounds on your top of your head? That had to be a challenge just to get in the water. Yeah. So was it cool? It looks neat, but were you kind of like, oh, what the hell am I doing in here? What was it like?
Was like the first day that they makes me do the 12 steps, I was like, okay, they are teasing me to see if I can do it because yeah. All my friends did it. I was doing the course with 10 other guys who used to work for the Navy.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, if they can do it, I can do it. But, you know, they are super tall, super big.
Right.
I did it. And then I thought we're going to finish there. And then in the end of the day, the teacher, the instructor come to me and then he say, Michelle, I would you like to invite you to go to the water because I think you can do it.
Yeah.
Greg, we're going to have a slight problem. My beeping truck is coming down the street, so I'm going to mute us out for a second.
Okay,
we'll be
all
right. Back with you.
His beeping truck.
I figured somebody was in reverse.
He has a beeping truck there at the Gomez Hilton. I mean, they accept alcohol deliveries 24/7. So, you know, I mean, priorities.
Flatbed is the only way to efficiently deliver them.
That is very possible.
He makes gallons of rum punch, so he needs
a tractor trailer.
That is true. But, you know, that's pretty cool. I've never done the Mark V helmet thing. Have you done that, Jerry?
No.
Vinny Two Tanks, how about you? That sounds like something you'd try. Would you do it if you had the opportunity, Vinny? Yeah? No. He's shaking his head. Oh, hell no.
Well, he won't even turn his mic on.
Well,
for us,
that's right? Okay. You know, he's busy vaping. What about you, Eric? Have you done that in all your diving adventures?
I have not. I've actually got a buddy who's a commercial diver here in West Virginia, and he keeps we keep trying to figure out a time to go jump in the water, but he's so busy we haven't gotten a chance.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a Mark V; it'd be one of the newer ultralights.
Oh, you do like one of the
yeah, I think
tech.
It's a super light 17. I think it's the new
one. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Yeah, do one of those Kirby Morgan type things or something.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would do one of the new ones. I don't know if I'd want to do the old ones. I'm like they're
I
old.
Think that's too.
Well, it looked cool, but like I want
to. I think if you have a chance to do it, you should do it.
I should do it. Yeah. Okay, so it was worth the stuff. You didn't feel claustrophobic in that thing, or
for me as a diving instructor, I've been diving for 17 years.
Right.
So you know, for me, it was really crazy. It was really crazy because you are a diver as well, right?
I am.
So you know. So you so you know how we feel free underwater, right?
I know how to feel free.
And with the helmet, and then we have all the cords. We have someone talking to us.
Yeah.
We have someone all the time telling us where to go to the left or the right.
Yeah.
And then for me, it was like, what the heck? What is happening here?
What the hell?
Like, why is someone telling me what to do? I don't want someone to tell me what to do.
Exactly. And it was like someone telling me, like, push the red cord. And then, and I was like, I don't want to do this. I just want to explore. I want to be free. But, you know, it was really cool.
It was, right? And you did you get some pictures? Did you get a picture of you in it?
Yes, I have pictures, videos. I have because the guys was having fun with me.
Sure.
In the end, I understand that like they was having fun because they was like, oh, she will not do it, and then I go there and I do it.
And you did it better than they did, didn't you? Made them guys look like girls.
Exactly. And then in the end of the course, the major instructor comes to me because if we touch the helmet, we can talk without the people listen us in the surface. So my instructor come to me and then he say, you did very well, I'm very proud of you.
So they turn the comms off, but because you have the airspace in the helmet, you guys can talk underwater.
If we touch each other
that's
are cool. And for me it was like, oh my god, I did it.
Yay, you know? That's awesome. Michelle, congrats to you. I mean, thank you. You're selling me. I mean, like I said, it's something that I thought maybe I'd have the opportunity to do at some point, but it really hasn't been high on the list because, you know, I'm like, well, it's old gear. It might fail.
But right now, this guy is offering course, and we're going to have a course in the end. I'm not trying to sell the course.
Right.
I don't have a contract. I don't have nothing.
Yeah.
They are not paying me for that, but they have a course in the end of the month. And they contract me to be the photographer again.
Oh, there you go.
So I think you'll have a nice chance to go to the Vortex and do the course because it's awesome.
Go to the Vortex? Is that what you said? Go to the
Vortex Spring.
Vortex Spring.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Bury the bugger. What say you? What do you think?
Now, I have an extra bucket. You can come down, go on the boat, put a bucket over your head, and I'll lower you down. You'll see how that works out.
You know, he didn't even curse.
I can do it.
He didn't even curse, and I wanted to dump him, CJ. What does that mean?
I know. I was hoping you would.
Yeah, but he's just not.
You got to realize he's a bucket head.
He's not as efficient as Michelle is. Okay. But yeah, that's awesome stuff, Michelle. So did you just do this recently?
It was in March.
Oh, okay.
We did, because I live in the Bahamas.
Okay.
And I did the course, and I get the last flight to the Bahamas, and I get stuck in there.
There you go. You got stuck in the Bahamas or you got stuck in Pensacola?
In the Bahamas.
That's not a bad place to be stuck.
We are completely shut down.
Yeah.
Like, we are not working at all.
Right.
And so, I have my boss calling me every day to do nothing, you know? Mm-hmm. So, he's driving me crazy.
Yeah, he's like, where are you at? Stuart. I'm at the Gomez Hilton. Well, just
Stuart
stay there.
Drive you crazy?
And you can't get across right now.
What? Well, because
I thought they just opened the Bahamas.
No, because we opened this week. Broken.
You did open this week, but
we opened last week.
Yeah, but you got to quarantine for a few days or something, right?
Yeah, we have 14 days when you fly to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Actually, right now we are offering something called a VIP, vacation in place. And then you can fly there, but you have to stay close to your hotel.
Right.
And by the way, Stewart Cove is open and we are waiting for all guests around the world.
There you go. Well, you go there and you stay with your hot towel and then you can go diving. Is that what
exactly.
you said? Right.
Hotel.
Got it.
Is Walt's house considered a decontamination house or a place to quarantine for a while?
Yeah.
I believe Walt's house is like the quarantine.
The quarantine.
I mean, there's
house,
alcohol everywhere. Everything's been sanitized.
Everything's sanitized.
Yeah.
Right.
For me, it's the best place in the world.
Yeah.
Since I met Walt, I don't want to stay in another place. I want to stay right here.
Well, there you go. I don't blame you. You are in good hands.
And we have to talk about the new toilet paper.
Oh there's new toilet paper.
What? We don't have a news in this house. I stay here for a month. I stay all July with Walt.
Yeah, because of his toilet paper?
No, I got stuck in here. I could not go back to the Bahamas. And then he received me and Stuart for 30 days.
Right.
Anyway, right now, he put me back in my room because I have a room in this house.
Yeah.
He put me back in the room. And then he said, but I have a new in your bathroom. Go there and check your toilet paper.
Well, hey, you got a mirror in your bathroom. And you're supposed to check.
No. He asked me to check the toilet paper. And whatever I went to check my toilet paper, he put this, and then I will clean my butt with that.
Oh.
Can you believe this?
How about that?
Look how we are receiving this house.
Look at that. Some people burn $100 bills, other people wipe their butts with them. Well, there you go. At the Gomez Hilton, when you're. You know, living large like that. I mean, I guess that's what they can do. I don't know. After it's used, is it still in circulation?
It's called flushing money down the toilet.
Is that what it is? I mean, it's a $100 bill. If only we had the money.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy. And this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Hey, baby, what's going down?
Later, nerd.
Are you lacking with the ladies?
Nope.
Enhance your scuba superpowers with a new scuba radio hat.
Wow, nice hat.
Just picked it up at scubaradio.com.
Buy two scuba radio hats and get free shipping.
Need a dive, buddy, sexy?
Always. And I got a scuba radio hat for you, too.
New scuba radio hats are now available at scubaradio.com.
So cool.
Order yours today or stay a loser.
Why didn't I think of that? That was my first thought when I came across the Moray Dive Light. It's a high-quality dive light and noisemaker combined. Two items that can make every dive just a little safer. The Moray Dive Light is built like a tank and can easily mount to your BC or stuffed away in your BC pocket. The noisemaker won't rattle around and activates only when you need it. Ask for the Moray Dive Light at your local dive center or pick one up online at moraydivelights.com. That's moraydivelights.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're going to have some fun without a dive.
At the party. Scuba party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left.
At the party, scuba party.
Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay.
At the party, scuba party.
If you want some fun, it's the only way.
At the party, scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about. Move around just like the truck. Now at the party, a big, big party.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. And then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. And Michelle. That's all that I need to say.
So
she's Greg, made our I day think, today. Yeah.
I think at the end of the show, we'll just let her say down where it's with her.
Okay. Whatever, Jerry. I want
to. Way to make it weird.
The accent would be awesome, Greg.
Yeah. Awkward. I did want to get this story out here. You remember I mentioned the guy who was lost at sea? He spent 75 hours after a dive boat left him. I guess it was in New Zealand where this happened. But it ends up, this happened in 2006. And he was quoted because in this article, because they lost some fishermen off the coast of Japan early September. And he was asked, do you think they could still be alive after spending 20 hours at sea? He says, hey, I was at sea for 75 hours, you know, 4 days after a dive boat left him, supposedly, he says. But he just said his tip was just whatever you do, don't ever give up. As simple as that. And that's what kept him alive to this day. So that was that story. That would be a nightmare, but I thought it happened recently. I must have misread that.
I had a good friend that they left three of them.
Left three of them?
Yes.
For how long did they leave them, though? That's the question.
It was about, I think Alan said it was like 8, 12 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's that open water movie, and that was kind of a sad
story. Yeah, but wasn't that based on a true story?
Yeah, and they were in Australia, yeah. I believe, if I remember correctly.
It's always Australia, Greg.
Yeah. Well, or New Zealand, evidently. Or New Zealand. This guy.
Now, Vinny is promoting the Marine Rescue GPS.
Yeah. That's right. Have your personal locator device, Nautilus Lifeline. They make those now, so that'll keep you from being one of those guys.
He's got the suppository model.
Because, yeah, you don't hear about those stories much now because of devices like that. You know, and there's other ways to do this as well. And obviously the dive boats have gotten much, much better in making sure they do a little roll call so they don't end up in the news.
They know how to count.
Yes, there is that. All right. So Captain Walt DeMartini and Michelle are hanging out at the Gomez Hilton. And we want to thank them. You know, that was pretty cool stuff that you did, Michelle, with the helmet dive. And if I didn't apologize already, I apologize for everything you've heard today on the show, okay?
Well, she corrupted us, Greg.
I'm sorry. Yes, it was me. It's my fault. It's always about me.
Wow.
No,
obviously, Walt has got her liquored up, and she has no idea what she's saying
she's
right
now. She's
been
drinking a rum punch.
Yeah.
No, it's about you, and we're glad.
Fair enough. Okay. But are you a dive instructor there at Stewart Coves in the Bahamas, but you guys you're kind of on hiatus at the moment still, even though they're slowly, well, they're starting to open up. If you go there and stay at the hotel right by the resort, is there one right by Stewart Coves now? Or,
yes.
Okay.
We do have some hotels close, and then also Stewart Cove offer you pickup free.
So we
drop you off.
Got it. And so you just go from your hotel straight to the dive boat, and they create that that line that allows them to operate right now in the Bahamas. But you still have some issues of getting over there.
We have a social distance and all these procedures that Bahamas government is asking us to do.
Right.
But we're going to open on October 15th.
There you go.
We are just waiting for everybody to reach there.
Well, we are too. We are too.
So if you open on the 15th, are they still going to do a 14-day quarantine or what?
So the government is saying that we have to right now, because the prime ministers talk every week. So he changed a lot of things. So right now we have to do vacation in place.
Right.
Which is mean if you reach on Atlantis or Bahama or Amelia, you should stay on your place. But we know that they're going to open the excursions and things like that in the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So it just means that we, Stewart Cove, we're going to be able to pick you up in your hotel and bring you to the dive center, dive, and drop you there.
That's awesome. Well,
like a winner, Greg. Let's go.
I think so. Well, Michelle, thanks for the update. I appreciate it. That was a surprise. to have you on
the show today. Thank
but,
you, guys.
We definitely learned quite a bit from you. And by the way, you know Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, obviously. You're Brazilian. She's Brazilian. You obviously know each other.
Oh, yeah. They know everybody in Brazil. Yeah. Everybody in Brazil knows everybody else.
Yeah, there's only five whole people in the whole country.
Right.
She would probably shoot herself, Greg.
Can you sing, Michelle? Can you sing? Are you tone deaf?
If I can sing?
Yeah. Can you sing? Can you hold a tune?
No, I'm not sure if I can sing.
You can't sing? Well, that's okay. Well, then, if you can't sing, you're definitely related to Kelly. So we'll just leave it at that. All right. That'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where?
Down here. It is wetter.
Yeah, down. Well, okay, close enough. Safe diving, everybody.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.